joyful and sing. Jesus is coming again.
戏说基督教，李四桂牧师主讲。
Coming again, coming again, Jesus is coming again.
Now let us pray together before we begin the study today.
在我们开始今天的研究之前，我们先低头祷告。
天父上帝，我们感谢你再有这样的特权，可以从天上得到更多的真理。主啊，我们愿你同我们立一个新的约，求主的灵到每一位的心中，使他们愿意打开心门，让你将你的律法写在他们的心板上。我们今天所要研究的题目，求主祝福，使我们从这个题目之中可以得到更多的帮助。我们这样祈求，完全是奉主的圣名，阿们。 Today we have another subject.
今天我们研究另外一个题目。
It is lesson 90.
是第九十课。
Lesson 90, the subject, a new ordinance.
第九十课是新的礼节。
Last time we talked about the new covenant.
上一次我们所研究的是新约。
This is a new ordinance.
今天是新的礼节。
The Lord Jesus, in the same night in which he was betrayed,
主耶稣被卖的那一夜,
took bread,
拿起饼来,
and when he had given thanks,
祝谢了,
he broke it,
就掰开,
and said,
说,
Take, eat, this is my body, which is being broken for you.
这是我的身体，为你们舍的。
Do this in remembrance of me.
你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。
Similarly, when supper was ended,
饭后也照样拿起杯来。
He took the cup, saying,
拿起杯来说,
This cup is the new agreement in my blood.
这杯是用我的血所立的新约。
Or the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it, in remembrance of me.
你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。
Whenever you eat this bread, or drink of this cup,
你们每逢吃着饼，喝着杯，
you are proclaiming the Lord has died for you.
就是表明主的死，只等到他来。
Yes, and you will do that until he comes. 1 Corinthians 11:23-26.
哥林多前书十一章二十三到二十六节。
This is a record of Christ's last supper with his disciples before the crucifixion.
这就是基督在被钉十字架之前和他的门徒在一起最后的晚餐的记录。
The disciples had gathered in an upper room to celebrate the Jewish Passover feast.
门徒们聚集在一间楼房里头，举行犹太人逾越节的筵席。
Which commemorated the deliverance of the children of Israel.
而逾越节呢，就是以色列人从埃及地得释放的一种纪念。
Commemorated their deliverance from the land of Egypt. But here Jesus is about to establish a new ordinance to take the place of the old Passover.
但是现在耶稣要设立一个新的礼节来代替旧的逾越节。
Regarding this fact,
关于这件事情，
We read from the pen of E.G. White.
我们可以念怀艾伦所写的这一段。
Christ was standing at the point of transition between two economies.
这个时候基督正是处在两个制度 和两个大礼节的分界线上。
And there are two great festivals. He, the spotless Lamb of God,
他上帝无瑕疵无玷污的羔羊
was about to present himself as a sin offering.
即将献上自己作为赎罪祭。
And he would thus bring to an end the system of types and ceremonies that for 4,000 years had pointed to his death.
这样他就要把那四千年来预表他的死的表号和仪式的制度废除了。
As he ate the Passover with his disciples,
像他和门徒一同吃逾越节筵席的时候，
He instituted in its place the service that was to be the memorial of his great sacrifice.
也就设立了一个纪念他伟大牺牲的礼节来代替逾越节。
The national festival of the Jews was to pass away forever.
犹太人全国性的节期要永远的过去。
The service which Christ established was to be observed by his followers in all lands and through all ages.
基督所设立的礼节要在各方各处世世代代的为他的门徒所遵守。
Desire of Ages, page 652.
历代愿望第662面。
The sacred ordinance of the Lord's house has two emblems.
主的家里头的神圣礼节有两个象征物
The bread and the wine
饼和酒
The bread represents the body of Jesus
饼是代表耶稣的身体
Who is the bread of life
他乃是生命的粮
This sinless body was broken for sinners on the cross
这个没有罪的身体为了罪人在十字架上而破碎了
The wine or grape juice represents the blood which was shed for sinners at the same time.
酒或者是葡萄汁就代表同时为罪人所流出的血。
The grape juice is called the New Testament of my blood.
这个葡萄汁就被称为我的血所立的新约。
In Hebrews 9:22,It says,
在希伯来书第九章二十二节里头说
Without the shedding of blood,
若不流血
there is no forgiveness of sins.
罪就不得赦免了。
The sacrificial blood shed under the old covenant,
在旧约之下所流的祭牲之血
was symbolic of the blood of Christ.
乃是基督之血的象征。
Under the new covenant, Christ's own blood is shed.
在新约之下，基督流出了他自己的血。
The grape juice is its symbol.
葡萄汁就是它的象征。
And therefore called the New Testament of my blood.
所以就被称为我的血所立的新约。
As Christians celebrate this communion service,
当基督徒举行这个圣餐礼的时候
They are remembering Christ's death for them.
他们就是纪念基督为他们的死。
They are admitting that the blood of Jesus must be applied to them individually to cleanse them from all sin.
他们承认耶稣的血必须个别的应用在他们身上，他洗净他们所有的罪。
But it not only reminds them of the past,
但是它不仅是提醒过去的事实而已。
It is also designed to keep in the heart of the believer the hope of Jesus' return.
它也要使信徒在心中保持着耶稣再来的希望。
To the disciples, the evening of the Last Supper,
在那晚餐的晚上，对那门徒
，Jesus said,
耶稣说。
Drink ye all of it.
你们喝这个。
For this is my blood of the New Testament.
因为这是我立约的血。
Which is shed for many for the remission of sins.
为多人流出来，使罪得赦。
But I say unto you,
但我告诉你们,
I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine,
从今以后我不再喝着葡萄汁,
until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom.
直到我在我父的国里同你们喝新的那日子。
Matthew 26:27-29,
马太26章27到29节。
We are warned,
我们得着警告说,
let a man examine himself,
人应当自己省察,
and so eat of the bread,
然后吃着饼,
and drink of the cup,
喝着杯。
Whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner,
无论何人不按理吃主的饼喝主的杯,
will be guilty of profaning the body and blood of the Lord,
就是干犯主的身主的血了。
For anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body,
因为人吃喝若不分辨是主的身体,
eats and drinks judgment upon himself,
就是吃喝自己的罪了。
1 Corinthians 11:27-29,
哥林多前书第十一章二十七到二十九节。
Lest we be unready to eat the Lord's Supper,
为了避免没有准备就吃主的圣餐,
there is a preparatory service,
所以要举行一个预备的礼节。
Before the Lord's Last Supper was eaten,
在主的最后一次晚餐之前,
Jesus rose from the table and washed his disciples' feet.
耶稣就离席站起来洗门徒的脚。
When Peter objected to having his Lord stoop to wash his dusty feet,
当彼得拒绝他的主弯腰洗他肮脏的脚的时候,
Jesus replied,
耶稣回答说,
If I do not wash you,
我若不洗你,
you have no part in me.
你就与我不分。
Then when he had resumed his place at the table, he asked,
然后当他回到他的座位上的时候就问道,
Do you know what I have done to you?
我向你们所做的你们明白吗?
If I then, your Lord and teacher,
我是你们的主你们的夫子,
have washed your feet,
尚且洗你们的脚,
you also ought to wash one another's feet,
你们也当彼此洗脚,
for I have given you an example,
我给你们做了榜样,
that you also should do as I have done to you.
叫你们照着我向你们所做的去做。
This is John 13:12-15,
也是约翰福音第十三章十二到十五节。
This is the ordinance of humility,
这就是谦卑礼。
As a Christian kneels and washes a fellow believer's feet,
当基督徒跪下替同道洗脚的时候，
All differences should be put away,
一切的隔膜就除去了。
The cleansing of the waters of baptism are again experienced as the feet are washed.
在洗脚的时候又体验了浸礼之水的洁净。
Then when we partake of the Lord's Supper, it can be in the spirit of rejoicing that our sins are forgiven.
然后你就能在我们的罪被赦免的喜乐之心情之中参与主的晚餐。
Let's look at the vocabulary words to lesson 90.
现在我们看这第九十课的生字。
Number one,
第一个，
deliverance,
拯救。
Deliverance. Two, ordinance,
礼节。
Ordinance. Three, transition.
分界之上。
Transition. For economies,
制度。
Economies. Five, festivals,
节气。
Festivals. Six, instituted,
设立。
Instituted. Seven,Memorial,
纪念。
Memorial. 8 Emblems
象征
Emblems All right, we'll read the lesson over in English.
我们现在把这一课用英文再念一遍。
Lesson 90 on a new ordinance.
第90课, 新的礼节。
The Lord Jesus, in the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is being broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Similarly, when supper was ended, he took the cup, saying, This cup is the new agreement in my blood. Do this, whenever you drink it, in remembrance of me. Whenever you eat this bread or drink of this cup, you are proclaiming that the Lord has died for you, and you will do that until he comes again. 1 Corinthians 11, 23-26 This is a record of Christ's Last Supper with his disciples before the crucifixion. The disciples had gathered in an upper room to celebrate the Jewish Passover feast, which commemorated the deliverance of the children of Israel from the land of Egypt. But here Jesus is about to establish a new ordinance to take the place of the old Passover. Regarding this fact, we read from the pen of E.G. White, Christ was standing at the point of transition between two economies and their two great festivals. He, the spotless Lamb of God, was about to present himself as a sin offering, and he would thus bring to an end the system of types and ceremonies that for 4,000 years had pointed to his death. As he ate the Passover with his disciples, he instituted in its place the service that was to be the memorial of his great sacrifice. The national festival of the Jews was to pass away forever. The service which Christ established was to be observed by his followers in all lands and through all ages. Desire of Ages, page 652. The sacred ordinance of the Lord's house has two emblems, or two symbols, the bread and the wine. The bread represents the body of Jesus, who is the bread of life. This sinless body was broken for sinners on the cross. The wine, or grape juice, represents the blood which was shed for sinners at the same time. The grape juice is called the New Testament of my blood. In Hebrews 9:22, it says, Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. The sacrificial blood shed under the old covenant was symbolic of the blood of Christ. Under the new covenant, Christ's own blood is shed. The grape juice is its symbol, and therefore called the New Testament of my blood. As Christians celebrate this communion service, they are remembering Christ's death for them. They are admitting that the blood of Jesus must be applied to them individually to cleanse them from all sin. But it not only reminds them of a past event, it is also designed to keep in the heart of the believer the hope of Jesus' return. To the disciples, the evening of the Last Supper, Jesus said, Drink ye all of it. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins, or the forgiveness of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine, until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. Matthew 26, 27 to 29. We are warned, let a man examine himself, and so eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of profaning the body and blood of the Lord. For anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body eats and drinks judgment upon himself. 1 Corinthians 11, 28, 27, and 29, according to the Revised Standard Version. Lest we be unready to eat the Lord's Supper, there is a preparatory service. In other words, this preparatory service is to prepare the believer for the partaking of the Lord's Supper. Before the Lord's Last Supper was eaten, Jesus rose from the table and washed his disciples' feet. When Peter objected to having his Lord stoop to wash his dusty feet, Jesus replied, "If I do not wash you, you have no part in me." According to John 13. Then when he had resumed his place at the table, he asked, "Do you know what I have done to you? If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that you also should do as I have done to you. This is the ordinance of humility. As a Christian kneels and washes a fellow believer's feet, all differences should be put away. The cleansing of the waters of baptism are again experienced as the feet are washed. Then, when we partake of the Lord's Supper, it can be in the spirit of rejoicing that our sins are forgiven." And so, dear friends, you have the new ordinance explained to you.
亲爱的朋友，在这个地方已经向你讲解了什么是新的礼节。
We have the bread and the cup, which symbolize the body and blood of Jesus Christ.
地方提到饼和酒，就是代表耶稣基督的身体和他的血。
Contrary to some teachings, we do not believe that the bread and blood become the actual body of Christ after the blessing.
不像有一些人所相信的，在经过了祝谢之后，这个饼和酒就真正的成为耶稣的身体和他的血了。
These are symbols of Christ's body and blood.
这只不过是耶稣基督的身体和他的血的象征。
And as we partake of these symbols,
在我们接受这些个象征的时候，
we show our faith in Christ's sacrifice.
就表明我们对耶稣基督的牺牲所有的信心。
And that only his body, his broken body,and his spilt blood is efficacious in our behalf.
唯有这样，他所流出来的血跟他受伤的身体才能够在我们的身上生效。
He paid the penalty in this way for our transgression.
他这样为我们的违反他的命令的罪而付出了代价。
And if we confess our sins,
要是我们承认我们的罪，
he will forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
这样他就会赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
I hope you will enjoy the blessings of this ordinance if you have not as yet.
但是你以前还没有参与过这种礼节，我希望你能够享受这种礼节所带给你的快乐。
This is an ordinance which the church performs after baptism.
这个是在一个人经过了浸礼之后，教会所举行的，为他所举行的礼节。
May God be with you until the next program.
愿上帝与你同在，我们下次再会。